In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It's really been a remarkable turnaround for Cal McNair. You know, two, 3 years ago, the Texans, they couldn't tweet anything out without people tweeting back and replying like, sell the team. Yeah. You know, it's been cool to see. And I think the cool part about it, too, is that it's not like Cal and Hannah became more front-facing and out in front of stuff after they hired D'Amico Ryans and drafted C.J. Stroud. Like, they were...
Yeah, they did it when it was hardest to do. Yes. They were out there... He was out there barbecuing for the fans in the Lovie Smith. I think maybe even the David Culley
year. It was Lovie Smith was the first year he did it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was... I can imagine it was probably... It was probably tough. It was probably really tough to do.
Yeah.
You know, when they knew what the fan sentiment was, they'd see the surveys from season ticket holders. They see at least some of the social media. It was probably really hard to do.
Yeah, man. Like, not all owners do that, man. Some owners, it's bad, and they go into hiding. And I think, you know, and credit the Texans as an organization, probably a lot of recognition in the building over there that this is how we need to attack this thing. And they did it. And now, I mean, like, the Q rating on Cal McNair, it just goes to show you, when you hire the right people in the right positions and you just let them go do their thing.
All you have to do, Sean, you have to do is get the right GM, the right head coach, and the right quarterback. There you go.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. It's
true.
Simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's really hard. It's really hard to do.
It's hard to do. That is all you have to do, but it is very difficult to do. So Cal, on Saturday, as we talked about yesterday on the show, shotgun to beer as a representative of several Texan players up on stage. Luke Combs wanted the players that were up there. I don't know, looked to be about a dozen of them, maybe. I didn't count. C.J. Stroud was one of them, non-drinker. Luke Combs wanted the players to shotgun a beer collectively in unison with him. And Cal, like a good owner does, steps in and says, no. They're in training right now.
Yeah.
Allow me to do something. And, oh, by the way, what's a shotgun of a beer? What is it that I'm about to do? True story.
Yeah. Yeah. Hannah gave us the true story. Figgy posted it. Figgy has her, Hannah, telling Figgy the whole story.
Yeah.
So you can look at Figgy's Twitter account, X account. So the fact that he didn't know what he was doing, especially, I think that's at some point in the last couple of years, Cal just said, screw it. I'm just going to go for it. You know, some people might mock it or whatever, but I'm not going to worry about it. So he went up and he shotgunned a beer for the first time in his life and then punted it.
Punted it.
I mean, punting the beer can was a move that I would not have expected somebody that never had shotgunned a beer in their life to have that aplomb in doing so. It was really impressive.
It was impressive. And as you pointed out yesterday, not just the improv of the whole thing, but the fact that he did it in non-stretchy jeans and cowboy boots, you know?
Yeah. There's not a lot of flexion there.
No.
It's a hard, and it's a small, much smaller than a football.
Yes.
You know?
And he caught it flush.
He could have shanked that into Luke Macomb's face, ruined his singing career. But he came up clutch in the moment.
Luke Macomb's. It's Combs.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's cool.
It's cool.
Sean, I've shotgunned 3 beers this morning already. He's cool with it.
All right, so that was pretty cool. And I started thinking, like, man, okay, that's something that wouldn't have happened 2 or 3 years ago. And if he did, if Cal walked out on that stage, he's throwing himself to the whims of the fan base.
Yeah.
Instead, just raucous cheers. So what are a few of the other things, and where do they compare to shotgunning and punting a beer on stage? I think back to this past summer. I think it was in early July, maybe June, where the School of Hard Knocks guy walked up to Cal. This is a guy that walks up to
successful people.
Yeah.
People that are driving nice cars or whatever, and he'll go up and say, hey, you look like you've done well in life. What's the secret to your success?
Right. And he did that to Cal McNair getting out of his G-Wagon somewhere in River Oaks.
Is this your G-Wagon?
Yeah.
What do you do for living out in Houston, Texas to be able to afford a G-Wagon?
Sorry?
What do you do for living out in Houston, Texas?
Work hard.
What industry are you in?
Football.
What are you doing exactly?
Own a football team.
What team?
Houston Texans.
You own the Houston Texans?
H-Town, baby.
And how long have you been a business owner for?
We've had the Texans for 20-plus years.
Over the 20-plus years you've been a business owner, what's the greatest lesson that you've learned about entrepreneurship?
Never quit.
How did you break into the National Football League, man? It's very competitive to try to get into that business. How did you break in and ultimately work your way up to be able to own a team? What did it take?
Oh, well, we were very successful in another business.
What business?
And then sold it, the power industry. Sold it, and then my dad actually bought the Texans as a franchise expansion back in 2002 was our first year.
What was the best advice that you ever got from a mentor?
Conserve your cash.
Now, did you have to borrow money to start and grow businesses?
There was leverage involved. And then opportunities happen. You hopefully have some cash you can take advantage of them.
How old are you now?
I am 63, but don't tell anyone.
Are you a billionaire?
I haven't added it up.
You're probably a billionaire, though. So what makes you happy?
I have a lot of happiness, a lot of joy in my life from family, and believe in the man upstairs, and all those things kind of work together.
And any negotiation advice? You've negotiated some massive deals. What's the secret to negotiating?
You want to do it, but not that bad.
What do you mean by that? You got to be able to walk away, or what?
Be able to walk away.
Got to be able to walk away, as he's literally walking away from that impromptu interview.
You know, one thing I didn't really think of in the moment when that video first came out, which we've confirmed was not set up.
Right.
We did a deep dive analysis into that and tried to figure out whether it was real or set up. It was real. And when he says, okay, yes, that's a great key to negotiations. You always got to be able to walk away. Not in an acrimonious way necessarily, but you got to, if you got to have it, then you're going to pay too much too often. So what are the biggest instances of Cal McNair or the Texans walking away from something that maybe they really wanted, but they just said,
do it. But they didn't do it. Okay. Because I was like, well, they've walked away from several head coaches over the last
Like they really
years.
Wanted to walk away from Deshaun Watson. The negotiating, nothing jumps to leaps to my mind of something that maybe they really wanted, but they had to let him go.
Yeah, we may not know those things. You know what I mean?
Like, it's the Jim Crane territory of once you have that success and you get into that point where your team, you have to let a George Springer walk. You got to let a Carlos Correa walk. Yeah, the Texans haven't really been, since Cal took over, they haven't necessarily been in that cycle, that part of the life cycle.
Yeah, not that we know of, for sure. So that was good. I thought that was excellent, that interview. And again, I think back in 2021, Cal probably waits for this guy to walk by. You know, like,
it's a weird dynamic in life now that you have strangers approach you with a camera recording out of nowhere. You get ambushed with a guy that might have millions of followers on social media, and like in the moment you got to give an interview.
Yeah,
I would decline it every single time.
I would too.
I wouldn't care. Yeah, I'm like, no, man, I don't have the time for this. What the hell?
I would too.
Look, I'm just out here trying to grab a coffee.
Well, and back when things were bad with the team, who knows who's walking up to you? You know, as you're getting out of your car.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't know how they're going to edit the video afterwards. Yeah. Turns out this guy hates some group.
Right,
you know?
right. So that was a good one. The way that Cal handled the uniform leaks, I thought was indicative of, you know, somebody who's like kind of in a different mode, you know, whereas if they had tried to change the uniforms you know, 2-3 years ago and it leaks, there might have been an emergency meeting to figure out how to handle this. Cal just goes on Reddit and says, oh, leaked picks? Here's a better one. Leaked picks with some Joe Schmo wearing Derek Stingley's number? Here's some picks of Tank Dell and Nico Collins in the uniforms. Here you go, you know?
You know, it might help that they've got kids. They've got young kids.
Yes.
So they've had to kind of work through all of the current social media environment and everything, and that there's a certain element of, all right, you can only control so much of the message.
Yeah.
That you just got to accept that there's going to be sloppiness, and there's going to be leaks, and there's going to be all these things, and you got to kind of learn how to live with it. And they seem to have learned how to live with it.
They have. So I thought the uniform leak handling was really good, on par with the shotgunning of the beer. You point out the cookout, which I'm told is taking place next week at the last fan practice, I think, which is the...
I pointed out the cookout? The Cal McNair one, yeah.
The Cal cookout in the parking lot at practice. It's an annual tradition now.
Dude, I got a... Man, barbecuing at this temperature anywhere in public, I'd shout out to everybody that does it. Yes, it's impressive what you do at the rodeo, but the people who do it at tailgating,
yeah,
this time of year, it's impressive.
Yeah, I appreciate the compliment because I'm one of his cooks out at the... I'm one of the burger flippers out at the cookout at the parking lot there. So
have your responsibilities increased at all through the years?
No.
Have you just flipped
burgers?
Here's
a spatula, you flip. Yeah, I've not been promoted to middle management or anything like that. I'm just a humble burger flipper at Cal's Cookout in the parking lot.
There's dignity in that, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd be the best big burger flipper you can be.
It's what I aspire to be, man. No doubt.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people weighing in on your question. Let's just reset this real quick.
I've got one of our listeners to the morning show who had told me he had threatened for a long time on the text line that he wasn't going to listen to the morning show anymore because I use the term football gods at times.
Yeah.
When I'll, jokingly, pray to the football gods or thank the football gods, which I always assumed 100% of people would see that, like, would know that I'm not actually praying to actual football gods or anything. But he actually stopped listening to the morning show, and I had a conversation with him on my YouTube channel about this, about how sacrilegious it was for me to use the term football gods.
Yeah.
And it got me wondering, like, what percentage of our audience actually really dislikes me using the term football gods?
It would appear that you have a lot of people on your side in this.
Okay.
It's not said text message. It's not sacrilegious to use the term football gods. Religion is a veil people put over the unknown to give it form. Okay, well, that's kind of deep. That's the idiocy. Okay, well, that's... here we go. These are the ones I like. I'm a pastor's son. I went to Bible college. I'm also educated and understand metaphors. Does not bother me at all. So there you go.
Okay, good, good.
I'm a pastor. This is a text message.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, and using football gods, no big deal. All right, so there's
I say, yeah.
There's at least one church you can walk into there, Seth, with this guy.
I told this guy, I was like, you know what? Please, I actually want you to ask your pastor about this because, I mean, we could get into a conversation about grace versus free will or something, but I don't think that's necessarily sacrilegious. Religious.
Right.
Plenty of devout people have differing opinions on that. He said, the last person you want me to ask is my pastor. He doesn't think I should even be watching pro football. So, so at least his pastor's never going to watch my YouTube channel or listening to the morning show, but we've lost at least one listener, and I don't want to lose more over my obvious sacrilege and blasphemy.
Text man, here's a complicated text. So does that person think there's only one religion? Possibly.
Well, yeah, I think yes. Yes. Yeah. 100% yes. Yes. 100% yes. Yeah. Yes. Right. I'm kind of intrigued now by this is a guy that's pretty regimented and devout.
Yeah.
That I am kind of surprised that he's even partakes of sports talk.
Right.
Because it's a somewhat of a worldly pursuit.
Yeah, it know? Is. Text message, devout Christian, football gods doesn't bother me at all. Just keep the G lowercase.
Okay, yeah, deal. Football, right. Yeah, but it's just a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor for either luck or fate or whatever else it might be.
Yeah.
I promise everybody out there, I do not have an altar to the football gods or anything like that. I haven't been led astray.
Let's see.
I'm thinking about it, there probably could be a profitable church.
Yeah.
I could try to...
The football gods?
L. Ron Hubbard my way into profit and from this situation.
It's the most popular sport in the country. I think you've got a shot here. Yeah.
You put that in the book of business ideas,
Ben?
The Google Doc of business ideas.
Yeah, Ben.
An actual church.
Right.
I get to live in one of those big fancy mansions.
You would.
Call it a parsonage.
Yeah, you would.
That'd be pretty cool.
Would it be
not have to pay taxes on it or anything?
It'd be a mega church, right? Like, not just a church, it'd be a mega church. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you as a pastor, this is a text message. Obviously. I can tell you as a pastor of a non-denominational Christian church that your use of the term football gods is not in any way offensive.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. I'm going to just... but I don't... I feel bad that guy won't listen to us. Maybe I should just not use it.
Now, here's the thing. If there were normally dissenting opinions or people who agree with that guy, I would read those texts. There aren't any on the text page. This is the closest thing. I'm very strong in my faith, and the football gods thing is a bit awkward, but not to the point that I don't listen to the show.
I strive in all areas of life, especially sports radio, not to create awkwardness in anybody's life. But I don't know. I'm gonna pray on this.
Okay.
I'm gonna pray on this for like 3 hours this afternoon.
Here's one. Our pastor makes a joke about praying to Apollo and Zeus for his favorite football team. Everybody knows it's a joke. I think if people want to check out. Then happy trails.
Yeah, I don't think you can be blind to the, like, I feel like, I don't, I'm trying to be very respectful with this guy, but I also want to kind of ask him, like how small is your faith that me using the term football gods is going to all of a sudden turn you to into some kind of sodomite or something? I don't know. I don't know what the fear is here.
Now, several people have pointed out that the cult song that we played from Flow with Seth, not to be confused with Pope Zaza Seth Payne. This is a Colts super fan who does a lot of musical stuff about the Colts. That's actually, it was a parody of a Christian worship song called Our God.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue.
Yeah, you can see that.
This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe. Beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
I think, I think God himself would probably object to that more than me using the term football gods, right?
Yes.
That would, I think he'd...
That song,
And then he might ask me for his advice, my advice on who to start in fantasy football.
Correct,
Mine is less sacrilege than sacrilegious.
Then Flow with Seth. Our Seth,
that song,
less
I do like that song. I remember guys playing that in the weight room, and I kind of got into Christian rock some because guys would play. You get a really big mix of whichever veteran wants to play.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you end up getting, you get gospel music some days, you get Christian rock others. And I kind of got a taste for Christian rock.
It's pretty good.
A lot of it's pretty cheesy too.
Yeah.
But it's catchy, you know?
Right.
I don't discriminate when it comes to like even pop music. Yeah. I can jam to a Taylor Swift song. It's catchy. It's doing what it's intended to do.
Cheesy, not a negative for me. It's a little cheesy. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't, go and, shotgun beers on stage and punt them into the crowd at a Christian rock concert or anything. But I could appreciate it.
I would, as a heel. You see?
Come on. Like a French closing ceremony.
Yes.
Sean goes up there in a crotch demon chop. Outfit.
Yep.
And punches shotguns of beer.
Crotch chops.
And then you get damned to hell. Yeah.
Small price to pay to get people angry. All right. Are the Texans the model for a rebuild now? One prominent voice says they absolutely are. We will let you hear that coming up next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.